Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Monday, everyone, and thank you for joining us here today. You're listening to Universe Talks with Monica Ortiz here on the Life Coach Radio Network. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. Today is Monday, August 18th. I am Monica Ortiz, broadcasting live from Los Angeles, California. I'm a certified life coach and the host of Universe Talks with Monica Ortiz, where we will be discussing all aspects of life and the universal principles to give you the tools to develop and keep success, good health, and fulfillment in all aspects of your life. If you have a question, you can call in at 646-716-9397. We would love to hear from you. If you have a question, please call us. I'm really glad you've joined us today because today's episode is on how to land your dream job and succeed wildly. How important is it to you to wake up in the morning and actually be excited about going to work? We will discuss why most of us hate our jobs, and I'm going to share with you my proven technique of showing your value. Now, showing your value has landed many of my clients accolades, salary increases, bonuses, and promotions. You will learn on this show today how to create a healthy environment for yourself and the people around you. Pursue your passion and unstick yourself from the misery of going to a job you really don't like. Now, in order to get you to showing your value, you need to learn and practice a few tools. So the first question you should ask yourself is, am I happy in the career I'm in? Or am I happy doing the job I'm doing? Because sometimes we don't consider our jobs our careers. Sometimes some of us are still trying to pursue a career that we want. And I'm going to give you a case in point. Case in point is you want a career being a writer and you're actually waiting tables, or you're an administrative assistant who wants to, you know, pursue a legal career, but you're doing that job to support yourself so that you can pursue your career. So you're going to ask yourself one of the two questions. Am I happy in the career I'm in, or am I happy doing the job I'm doing? Remember your happiness because you spend at the very least, a third of your life at your job. If currently you're miserable where you work, what happens when you go home? The unhappiness you're in, it not only affects you, it affects everyone around you. So now the second question you ask yourself is, what would I like to be doing? Super important. What would you actually like to do with your career? What would you actually like to do in a job while you're pursuing your career? Because remember what I just said, happiness, very, very important. It shows everywhere. Everywhere you go and everybody you touch, whether you're happy or not. You know, when we were kids growing up, we all had dream careers. There was something that filled us with excitement when we thought about it, when we spoke about it to our friends or our families. Sadly, as we continue to grow up and parental and societal expectations were placed upon us, we discarded our dreams and began working toward living up to someone else's expectations of us. This practice has left a lot of us unhappy and lost in what we're doing. I'm going to tell you, it doesn't have to be that way. You can find a career that you're passionate about and really be happy. I have clients who do it all the time, so trust me when I tell you this. You can find it as well. In order to find the happiness you want to have in your life, it's supremely important to know yourself. So you must ask yourself the question, who am I? This question isn't easy, as you might think it is, to answer. It's a big question that should have a big answer. So I won't get into this on the show because I want to focus this show on your career. The show is how to land your dream job and succeed wildly. So I want to keep that focus. But since this question, who am I, is, since it is important, I will tell you that you can find out how to answer who am I. In my book, Universe 101, Learn, Grow, Evolve. Now, you don't have to run out and purchase it. The Universe series has a wonderful Pay It Forward campaign happening right now. This book giveaway is part of our effort to pay things forward, and we've committed to providing $1 million of e-books as scholarships for people dedicated to their own growth and who want to make the world a better place for all. So to get the free ebook version of Universe 101, Learn, Grow, Evolve, go to www.theuniverse.series. So it's www.theuniverseseries.com/secret-site. So it's secret, S-E-C-R-E-T, site, S-I-T-E. Enter your email address to receive your free copy by email. Now, it is vastly important to know what you really want. Figure this out with complete honesty. The first principle of the universe is complete honesty. Again, that is discussed in my book, Universe 101, Learn, Grow, Evolve. So go get your copy, read it, learn it, live it. It will help you in so many ways, in so many different aspects of your life. Now, what you want to do is you want to set goals in your life, but understand you must find your happiness by understanding what will make you happy. You will only know what will make you happy when you know who you really are. Don't make your goals your happiness. Goals without happiness are unhappy goals. I have so many clients that when they first came to me, they would tell me, you know, Monica, I've reached all of my goals, but yet I'm still not happy. Tell me why I'm not happy. Tell me what I did wrong. Tell me where I went wrong. And we'll talk about it. And what I explain to them is that we have this idea in our heads of we set a goal, and that's the goal. When we reach that goal, then we're going to be happy. When we finally reach this goal, we're going to work hard, and we're going to reach that goal, and then we're going to find happiness. But what happens is you're working so hard that you forget about your happiness in between that. And you put so much expectation on that goal and that when you finally reach that, that you're going to be happy, that literally what happens is you do succeed and you reach that goal, but you fall flat. You've built so much expectation into that goal making you happy that it never meets your expectation. You've succeeded. You've gained it, you've attained it, you've acquired what you wanted, but it's never quite sweet enough. It's never as tasty on the tongue as you thought it was going to be. It never fills your heart with all the happiness that you thought it would. So that's why I say goals without happiness are unhappy goals. You have to be happy, find your happiness in between that time. Find your happiness while you're, don't forget about you and don't forget about the people around you. Don't forget about the things that make you happy. While you're reaching, attaining, trying to grab that goal of yours. So that when you do reach that goal, you've been happy from point A to point Z. But now that you've reached that goal, you haven't put it on a pedestal. You haven't put all of your expectations of happiness into that goal, and now that goal is sweet. Now the goal tastes good because you've had happiness the whole way through, and now you're experiencing the success of finally getting there. So remember, goals without happiness are unhappy goals. Remember to find your happiness, continue your happiness while you're striving for yourself. Effective communication. super massively important. I believe that we spoke about it in the last show when we were talking about relationships. And I'm gonna discuss it again today because I did have a few questions about it in between shows. So I think it's very important, and I think that it's something that has sparked some ideas in people. So I want to be very, very clear of what it is. Effective communication is being able to get your ideas, your wants, and needs across to the other person and have them understand it in exactly the way you want to convey it, okay? Effective communication takes listening and asking questions. Super important. Think of effective communication like a circle. You are one half of the circle, and the other person is one half of the circle. Now divide your half, one-third is speaking, which is you conveying succinctly your ideas, wants, and needs to the other person. One-third is listening and understanding the other person, really listening to what they're saying, really listening to what they're trying to convey to you, understanding them. And one-third is asking questions. Asking questions is so important because it's going to help you gain clear understanding of their wants, needs, and feelings. It's the same with the other person's half of the circle. It should be divided into three-thirds, and they should be speaking, listening, asking questions, and coming to a deep, valuable understanding of you, the conversation, both of your feelings, and when both of you leave the conversation, there should be a clear definition and a clear understanding of what the conversation was about, and the mutually agreed upon outcome, okay? A lot of times, and I know you'll find this when you go out as well, a lot of times you'll go, people are just set on do it mode, which makes me a little bit sad because we forget to listen to each other. And here's what I mean. When you go and ask for a coffee, when you go and get your coffee in the morning and you're standing in line, you get up to the line and you ask for your coffee and you change something, the person who's running the register more times than not doesn't hear you. More times than not, they're so used to ringing it up in the way that they've been doing it. It's just automatic. So if you say, today I'd like a tall, for me it's tea, I don't drink coffee, but I drink tea, so I say, I'd like a tall China green tip, that's usually what I drink, and can you give me a half a cup of ice? More times than not, I don't get the half a cup of ice. And then, secondly, they always ask me, again, the size. Even though I say very clearly, I'd like a tall China green tip. Then they ask me again, what size did you want? A tall. Oh, okay. And then I have to ask for the cup of ice about three times. And that's, I'm being serious. I'm not even trying to embellish. It's usually about three times that I ask for half a cup of ice. And then what I get served is a full packed cup of ice, which then I end up having to throw out half of it into their bin. So it's we're not used to listening. We're usually on mode or we're thinking about what's going on with us. We're not concerned about what's going on with other people. And we're so busy trying to get across what we want or what we need, what we would like, that we don't hear the other person because we just want to make sure everybody else is listening to us. We don't want to do the same. Or not that we don't want to. Sometimes we just get so caught up that we just don't. And that's why I say in the beginning of the show, please, if you have a question, call in. I want to listen to you. I want to hear you. I want to hear what you have to say. And I want to help you through things. So if you have a question on anything that we speak about on the show, please give us a call. And don't be embarrassed. We won't say your real name. you can give me a fake name if you want. Although you won't be practicing complete honesty, but we'll forgive you for that one. So effective communication, highly, highly important. You may want to ask me, Monica, why do I need effective communication? It sounds like a big bunch of hassle to me. And I'm going to say this, because it will give you a deeper honest understanding of not only the conversation that you're having, but of the person or persons you're having the conversation with. This is going to prove to be invaluable to you because it will keep you from errors, okay? Errors of not understanding someone's expectations of you, of not communicating your expectations, and the errors of not repeating work, okay, which is going to aid you in your time management. How many times have you been at your job or speaking to your parents or your siblings or peers, and you do something thinking that you heard them correctly, and then you do something, and then you get it done, and then they say, no, that's not right. That's not what I wanted. That's not what I said. You weren't listening. And then you have to do it all over again. It happens. It happens quite a bit. You know, we at the Universe Series, one of the first things that I do is teach my team effective communication. And I have to tell you, I said it in the first episode that we did, but we are spread out all across the globe, and we get some amazing work done. But we get it done through effective communication by clearly conveying what it is that we want or need to have happen. And also, here's the beautiful thing that I love when this happens. Sometimes we have deadlines just like everybody else, and sometimes we can't meet that deadline. There are a million things going on. We're all juggling quite a bit because we are really getting out there and helping so many people in the world. And so we can't make a deadline. But instead of not telling the truth about it, or instead of being embarrassed or feeling bad about it, what we do is we actually reach out to each other. We reach out to each other and we say, hey, you know, I can't make this deadline, or I'm going to be late, or whatnot. And there's never any criticism or judgment. What we usually do is we usually help each other. Hey, that's okay. What do you need? What do you need from me? What can I do for you? What can I do? How can I help? And again, we are practicing that effective communication so that we all pitch in together, or two of us or three of us or however it works, and we get the project completed. So it's very much on top, above board, above and beyond. It's a really beautiful, wonderful thing. So, yes, effective communication, you need to practice it. You need to practice it with yourself. That was why I said ask yourself the question, who am I? Ask yourself the question, you know, about your career. What is it that you want to do? Are you happy? And ask yourself these questions. So in effective communication, not only are you asking yourself these questions, but you're asking the other person these questions as well. And that's going to give you a massive amount of understanding, and it's going to save you time, effort, energy, money, tears, emotions. I mean, it's going to save you so much. It's going to make your life so much easier. If you ask any of my team or any of my past clients how effective communication has changed their life, they're going to tell you their life has become much, much simpler because they're able to convey what they want and able to listen to the other person as well so that they can work with the other person in making sure that the agreement is mutual, which is what you want. You always want mutual agreements in your life. Now, let's discuss how to show your value. Again, this is really, really important. Showing your value, what does it mean? It means that whenever you want to go into a negotiation in order to gain something you want in your life, you must show your value. You must show someone why they want to give you what it is that you're looking for. Okay, you do. So how do you show your value? If you're good or exceptional at something, you must know how to present it. Okay, very important. I've been in business a lot of years. I've done a lot of proposals. I've been a consultant, so we've done proposals to gain work as well. And part of a proposal is you're showing somebody else what you can do for them. You're showing somebody why they want to hire you, okay? So in showing your value, when you go out, when you discover who you are, what you want to do, if you're happy at your job, what job you want to be doing, when you ask yourself all these questions and you figure it out, And then you put your resume together, okay? Because part of your resume is showing your value, right? You're telling people what you can accomplish. That's your resume. But you're telling them what you can accomplish, and you're also telling them what you want from them. You want the job, okay? And in order to get this job, here's what I can do for you. And you have to communicate it effectively and also be really, I guess enthusiastic is the word I want to use, to in showing, you know, showing people what you can do and showing people how valuable you are. It's really important. Years ago, and I'm going to date myself. I probably date myself every episode that we do. I worked for Pricewaterhouse. It was Pricewaterhouse before it was PricewaterhouseCoopers. So I worked for Pricewaterhouse, and I started working, and I worked for a partner and three managers. And I've always had a really strong work ethic. It's part of who I am. It's also something that my grandfather taught me along the way, you know, as I was growing up, that it was very, very important to work really hard at what you did. He didn't really teach me the value of being happy at what I did as far as work goes, but he did teach me, you know, work hard, be proud of the work that you do. And so I got this job, and I worked, and one of the other managers needed help one day. And so I'm very, very friendly when I work for people, with people. And so they came over and asked me, listen, Monica, would you mind chipping in? Because this person has this big project and needs some help and isn't able to get the help that they need. And I said, yeah, sure, no problem. So then I helped that person, and everything turned out fine. And then another person had heard that I had helped, so then they came over and asked me for help. And then another person heard that I had helped, and then they came over and asked me for help. So here I'm now working for a major partner in the firm and three managers, and now three other managers who had heard about the work that I had been doing and all the rave reviews I was getting, so they wanted me to be a part of their teams as well. I came up for a review, and I never worried about my reviews for whatever reasons. I knew I worked hard, and I always kept clear communication open. So I always felt as though if somebody needed something from me that they could ask, if I wasn't doing a good enough job, they would let me know. If there was an issue or a problem, that they would let me know. I never worried about review, but I did my review, and they sat me down, and they gave me a massive raise. I didn't want a promotion, and you might ask why. I was working for one of the top three partners in the firm. He was a very wonderful person who was teaching me quite a bit about business and whatnot, and so I didn't want to move anywhere. I wanted to stay working for him, with him, and so I didn't want to move, and so instead of And they had asked me, would you like to move into another department and whatnot? And I said, no. So they actually gave me one of the largest raises, and they told me to keep it under wraps. Now I can talk about it because it's 20 years ago. But they gave me the largest raise that anybody had ever gotten in the history of Pricewaterhouse without taking a promotion. Okay, I stayed at the same job, at the same level, in the same position, but received a substantial raise for the work that I was doing. So, again, I was always showing my value while I was working, and I always made sure to show you about my value. So now, how to show your value. How do you show your value? I hope you have a pen and paper because this is really important, and you're going to want to learn these tools. So hopefully you have a pen and paper in your hand. What you're going to do is you're going to make a list. Okay, now this list is going to be a series of lists. So if it's for a job that you currently have, then write down your job title. Okay, if it's for a job that you want, then write down what you want. If it's for a job that you currently have, write down your current job title. Then you'll write down what your job responsibilities were when you accepted the job, okay? Now, if your responsibilities have grown since you've been at your job, don't write that down, okay? Remember, I said I started working, I worked for a partner and three managers, right? I got added to three managers, so I wouldn't write that down. I would write down that my job responsibilities when I started was for the partner and the three managers. Only write down what your job responsibilities were when you started. So what you should have on your paper is the responsibilities that were communicated to you and that you agreed upon when you accepted the job. Okay, so you're going to write that down very clearly. The next step is to write down how you've met and exceeded those responsibilities. Okay, how have you met responsibilities that you were given and agreed upon when you first started the job, and now you're going to write down how you've actually exceeded them, okay? If you were told that you were going to write 5 proposals a month, and now you write 10, and they're exceptional, and the reviews that you get on the proposals you write, that's what you're going to write down. Write down what you're doing currently within the responsibilities that you were given. Remember, focus on that. Focus on the responsibilities that you were given. Okay, write the list down. Next, you're going to want to write down any other responsibilities you've taken on since you've started your job. Okay, so what I would have written down was I was requested to work with another manager. And then another manager, and what I did for them. And then the other manager asked me for help, and I would write that down and what I did for them. And then I would write the last one as well. And then this manager came and asked me for help, wanted me to join their team, so on and so forth. And then I would write down what I did, what I accomplished for them. Okay? And again, you're going to write that down. So you'll write down any other responsibilities that you've taken on since you've started your job, okay? Next, very important, you're going to write down how the team / company, if you're working for a team or if you want to say, all-encompassing the company, has benefit. How have they benefit from the work you've done? Okay, how are they moving forward from what you've done? And you're going to write it down. You might want to do bullet points. Be very, very clear when you're writing this because, again, this is very, very important. You're going to write down how the company has benefited from the work you've done. Finally, you're going to write down what you would like. Okay? And what you would like, is it a raise? Is it a bonus? Is it a new position? What is it that you would like for the work that you've been doing? For the work that not only you've been doing, but for the work that you've gone above and beyond. Okay? You've added responsibilities. You've made sure that everybody's getting what they need. You work efficiently. If that's what you want to write down, I work very efficiently. I can do the tasks of, usually when I work, I'm doing the job of about 3 people. But that's just me. I'm super hyper. If you knew me, you'd know I'm super hyper. So you're going to write down the benefits, how they benefit from you. Then you're going to write down what you want. Very important. And remember, we spoke about this in the beginning of the show, figuring out what it is that you want. Okay? Now, very, very important. I want you to keep in mind that sometimes you're going to go into negotiations, okay? Sometimes the company's not ready to meet your exact needs, okay? And I mean this by, let's say, in my case, that I had a partner, three managers, and then I added 3 managers. And so let's say that I would expect double the salary, okay, because I was like, wait a minute, I started with a partner of 3 managers, now I've added 3 managers, so I'm doing double the work, but now I want double the salary. Sometimes the company's not going to be ready for that, depending on where they're at financially. So you want to write down, okay, and always be ready, because this is important too, be ready that they might not be able to meet, not that they're devaluing you, okay, understand that, but just that financially they can't meet exactly what you want, or let's say you want a new position, and so they can't meet that new position just yet. So what you want to do is you want to write down what you're willing to negotiate. Okay? What are you willing to negotiate? If you want $30,000 in a raise, be prepared that the company is not going to be able to give you that. So what will you take 15? And I'll tell you, here's another story. So I had a client who was making really good money in his job, but he was doing a lot of work. And so he went and he called me up first. He says, Monica, this is what I'm doing, so on and so forth. I really want $30,000. That's where that figure came up, because I was going to tell you the story. I really want $30,000. And so we went over the showing the value. We went over everything that I just taught you and to get him to this new figure that he wanted. And so what I said to him was, because, again, I've been in business for a long time, I said to him, listen, they're not going to give you $30,000. And he said, well, why not? I'm worth that. And I said, I totally understand that you're worth it. I know that you're worth it. Based on us doing this, exactly what I'm teaching you, but from what you've told me about the company, they're not financially able to give you that right now. So let's start negotiating. What are you willing to negotiate? He said, oh, no, I want $30,000. And I said, no, you're being stubborn. And what you're going to do is you're going to shoot yourself in the foot, which is not something I want for any of you. Don't do that. Be ready to negotiate. So we discussed it, and he was willing, what he was willing to do was he was willing to decrease it a bit. So he decided he would take $20,000 in a raise a bonus. He said, I'll take $20,000 in a bonus, and I'll let them make it in payments. So I'll take three payments that total up to $20,000. And I said, well, that's good. That's a good starting, that's a good point to negotiate, because that's going to let your boss know that you're flexible. And when you're flexible, more people want to work with you. And when you know how to communicate, more people want to work with you. And when you do a really great job, more people want to work with you. Okay? Most of my, and I think one of our team members, Andrew, we went to a lecture, and he said this quite loudly. Most of my jobs, I didn't use a resume for about 10 years. And I didn't use a resume for about 10 years because any job that I had gotten was always through referral. People were calling me, asking me if I would come and work for them, okay, because I showed my value. I showed my value at each job I was at. And so people were calling me, saying, Monica, can you come work for me? Monica, will you come work for me? And that's how I got my job. So I didn't even use a resume for 10 years. I didn't even know how to put one. After that 10 years, you know, time goes by and things change and progress is made, and so resumes have changed so drastically by the time somebody asked me if I had actually had one. And they were totally new to what I was doing. So, yeah. I had to go try to figure out how to do a resume. So anyway, so let's talk about negotiation. Sorry. Let your boss know what you want to negotiate and how you want to negotiate. So you're going to practice effective communication. Oh, sorry. Be open to negotiation and write down what you're willing to negotiate. Then what you're going to do is you're going to set a day and time, have a meeting with your boss, and go in prepared with this well-thought-out list, okay? And practice it a few times. Know it. Now, again, if you're seeking the job, same thing. You're going to set up an interview time, and you're going to go in with your beautiful resume and this well-thought-out list, which will be your resume at that point. But if you have a job, it's your list. Now, once you have your meeting day and time, you're going to practice effective communication with your boss. And once you have shown your value and then clearly asked for what you would like, then possibly done some negotiating, if that's what's called for. What you're going to want to do next is set a future plan with your boss. Okay? Let your boss know how you see yourself continuing to add value to the company and set a clear plan of how to accomplish it. Okay? Let your boss, now you're including, now you're practicing effective communication, so you're including your boss in the communication. Let your boss tell you what you need to do to continue to add value to the company. Okay? Clearly set your path, agree to it, and then shake on it. Okay? That is your tools of showing your value, which is a massive, highly important, I can't even stress, plan on how to get a job and or how to succeed in a job. Okay? We're about at the halfway mark now, and so I want to talk to you about our sponsor. Universe Talks with Life Coach Monica Ortiz is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have more than 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. If you sign up at their URL, which is audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, you get one free audio book and 1 month trial of the service. So try Audible, guys. I love Audible books. Okay, so now let's go back to saying showing your value. Now, I did this lecture for a group of about 180, showing your value. And one of the questions that was asked of showing your value was, is showing your value qualitative or quantitative? My answer is both. An employer not only recognizes how much work you do, they also recognize how well you do it. Okay? And I'm going to go back to the Pricewaterhouse example. If I was working for the three partners and I was just doing my job, which sometimes, guys, I understand, sometimes you just want to go in, you just want to do your job, you want to get your job done and get out. I get it. I know. But if I were just doing my job, then that other person, the other manager, wouldn't have come and asked me to help them. She asked me because she had heard from other people what a great job I had done and that I was doing for the other people I worked with. So she asked if I would help. And then the other person, the same. They knew what a good job, the quality of my work was exceptional. And now I'm proving, okay, showing my value, now I'm proving that it's not only quality, but when you give me quantity, that the work is still exceptional. Okay, so it's qualitative and quantitative. And people will recognize it. They do. People watch. You guys watch. You at your job, you know who's working hard and who's doing great work and who's not. So your boss is the same. They're looking as well. Let me tell you a story, because I love stories. My second year in college, I was working for a firm, and we were about to experience a layoff. Okay? Layoffs are always scary. We all know that. One of my coworkers, who really, really liked the quality of my work, because I always made his projects look really good, came over to me and told me that he wanted me to learn some other skills the company held valuable so that the company wouldn't lay me off, that they would find me valuable, and therefore I would not even come close to being considered for layoff. I told him that I wasn't really worried about the layoffs because I knew everyone appreciated the work I did. Again, I practice effective communication. I listen to people. I talk to people. And he explained to me again that he felt it would add value, it would add my value to the company. The company would really see it. So I did. I followed his advice and learned some more of the tasks that I didn't know before, some skills that, again, taking his advice, what he thought I should learn. And he was proved right. The company didn't lay me off. I was one of those. Even though I was one of the last people hired, I wasn't one of the first fired, which was pretty awesome. I retained my job. And in that lesson, in learning that, I've also taken that practice of learning multiple skills, okay, within the company for every employer I've worked for. And it's proved valuable time after time, okay? Every single time it's happened, I just step up to the plate. But I understand the value of it, okay? When I start working for a company, even though I feel I'm valuable, I always make myself even more so. And I think that's part of me. When I went to study filmmaking, when I stopped being a financial analyst, I went to study filmmaking because that was my passion. I asked myself, what do I really want to be doing? And it was filmmaking, the thing that I wanted to be doing when I was a young girl. And so I quit my job and went to study filmmaking. But when I did, I knew I wanted to write and I knew I wanted to produce. I didn't want to study writing. And I didn't want to study writing because I had been told that I had a knack for it. Like I had a natural ability to it. And my stepfather, when I was young, said that when you have a natural gift for something, you should really be careful of who tries to teach you those skills, because sometimes they can mold you into what they want you to be and not what you are, like letting your talent just flourish. So when I studied filmmaking, I studied directing. I studied producing, and I studied cinematography. I also sat with a makeup artist quite a bit to see what they did. I sat with the props people quite a bit to learn what they did. I sat with the, you're going to laugh, but I sat with the gaffers and the grips to find out really what they did, what their functions were, what they weren't. I then learned distribution. I learned just kind of all aspects of filmmaking, so that I could make sure that I was going to make the best films that I actually possibly could. So, and that's proven to be valuable as well, because I have a GMA for producing a music video, which is pretty awesome. So let me share with you also my team. My team, when they start with me, I teach them all these tools, all of the universal principles they know. They know effective communication. They know showing your value. So Andrew Dow, hello, Mr. Dow, if you're listening, is part of the Universe Series team, and I showed him this Showing Your Value tool because he is a life coach as well, and I wanted him to teach, and this is not something that everybody teaches, okay, but I wanted him to teach his clients this tool because it is very, very valuable. So I taught Andrew Dow this tool. We sat down, and he went through the lesson. We talked about it, I think, about two more times. And then about three months later, Andrew said, Monica, he called me, and he said, Monica, you know, I'd really like to talk to you about, I would like to change my position, and I want to talk to you about, you know, a promotion. And so I said, okay, well, let's schedule a time a day to talk about it. So we did, and that time and day rolled around, and it was so awesome because he actually made his list, and he said, Monica, I'm going to show you my value, and he made his list, and he did exactly everything absolutely by the book, and it was amazing. So then we went into negotiations, and I'm sure if Andrew's listening, he's laughing heartily. And so then we went to negotiations, and you know, Andrew is now part of our marketing team, which is what he wanted, and we came to some terms, and he really loved working for the Universe Series, and we have a set plan for him of how he's going to be moving forward. He's now taking on clients, which is awesome, and how he's going to be moving forward with the Universe Series, and also my expectations of him and his expectations of me. So, yeah, I mean, it's really valuable, and it really, really works. So I'm going to say use this. Use this when you're going out and getting a job, and use this when you have a job, okay, because it's super important. I want to talk to you just really quickly. I'm not trying to sell you the book, so don't, again, we're giving it away, Massive Pay It Forward campaign. Any of these tools, not the showing your value, but any of the other tools that I've spoken about, you know, practicing complete honesty, that's going to help you. And again, you can learn it in Universe 101. It's going to help you so much in your life. It's going to make your life so much easier. There's another chapter in the book about relationships, okay? And that's not just relationships. That's not just amorous relationships, okay? It's really all of your relationships all across the board with your mother, father, with your siblings, with your peers, with your coworkers, all across the board. It's going to help you with your relationships. Okay, there's a chapter in there about knowing yourself. There's a chapter that's going to tell you how to answer, who am I? And then it's going to ask you, who do you want to be? Again, very, very important. And who do you want to be really applies to all of your life, but also with what you want to do. Again, I was a financial analyst for many years, until I realized I wasn't pursuing my dream. And while I was good at what I did, and I gained lots of raises and lots of praise and lots of accolades, I wasn't pursuing my passion, and I realized I wasn't my happiest person. And so, yes, I made a drastic move, but I had a plan. Plans are very important. I made a drastic move. I had a plan, and I stuck to my plan, and so then I went to film school and then started making films. And now a couple years ago, I started writing these books because all along the way, you guys, all along the way, my whole career, whether I was a financial analyst or filmmaker, I've always been helping people. I've always been helping people find their best possible life. It's been a big part of my life. And so finally, a couple years ago, I had been being pulled to write books. It's a very highly developed plan that we have to get people on their path of greatness and happiness and fulfillment and success. So all of those accumulative years of helping people and working with people and developing a program for them to get on to really change their lives is in these books. So I'm going to say get yours for free while it's free and start changing your life because it's valuable and you're really going to want these tools. I'm going to say about effective communication. Again, very important. Very important because, again, if you want to show your value, you want to show your value to people, and I'm going to say you have value, so let it shine. Be proud of it. Be happy with it. Be happy with what you have and what you have to offer people. And then effectively communicate it. Let people know what it is that you have to offer. Let people know how you're going to benefit them. Let people know how you're going to be part of their team. Okay? They want to know. They want to hear it. It's important to them. And you know, and you should know, that you bring something to other people that they want or that they need or that they desire. Okay? Because you're going to help in your company. Your company's going to grow based on the work that you do. Right? In your friendships are going to grow by how you communicate. Your friendships are going to grow by the value you add. Okay? I also practice, talk about ebb and flow in the book. Again, things are going to grow when you practice ebb and flow. So, you know, if you have a chance, if you have a moment, go to www.theuniversetheories.com/secret-site. Grab your copy of the book, read it, learn it, live it, and you'll start seeing things change. Everybody I know who's read it, and we have, I think, over 100 five-star Amazon reviews where people are really enjoying it and processing it. So, yeah, where do we want to go to now? Very important. So I'm going to let you know about a couple of things that are happening on Life Coach Radio soon. Tune in here on Life Coach Radio tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, for Aligning and Vibrating with Love, New You City Chat with host Danielle Mercurio. Hi, Danielle. Love you if you're listening. I still love you. You're so awesome. She's an awesome woman. I tell you, if anybody has a chance to meet Danielle Mercurio, please do. She is another just bright, shining star that really works with people and is just changing lives. On Danielle's episode, Danielle and guest Angela Wilkinson will explore how to ditch your dating mindset and allow yourself to receive love, surrender to the process, and just freaking start trusting already. It will be a beautiful fusion of dating, attraction, and feminine energy. And on Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, tune in for Walk Your Talk with Leanne. Leanne Parsons is a certified professional coach with a specialization in working with adoptees and their families. Leanne's heart is to help adoptees and their families build bridges and not walls. Very important show as well. I want to say a great big heart-filled thank you to the Universe Series team, AJ Shaw, Andrew Dow, David Mao, and Sophia Kuo, for all of the wonderful work they do. I just appreciate them so much. I also want to say welcome to our newest team member, June. Welcome, June. We're happy to have you on board. And a special, special thank you to Vanessa Hendricks, who is my behind-the-scenes on this show. She's such a wonderful, massive help to me. I couldn't do the show without her, and that's just me being honest. So I love you all of you guys. You are part of a wonderful team, and the work that we're doing is absolutely amazing. I want to also say a great big hello to Kevin Moe and Victoria Moe. Hi, guys. How are you? Hope you're doing awesome. I also want to say hello to my husband, Ian, who's listening. Ian and I were married last week, so hi, honey. Glad you're listening. Join us back here on Universe Talks with Monica Ortiz on Monday, September 8th at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the show on health and why we should pay more attention to our bodies. I want to leave you with a thought. Find the value in yourself so you can show it proudly and attain the success that was meant for you. Go out there and create the life you want. Thanks for listening to Universe Talks with Monica Ortiz. Have a beautiful 2 weeks until we talk again.